This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say,
like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, the video.
If they had a been like Ben.
It's like that, and that's the way it is.
Oh, yes. Hello, once again, one and all, a big welcome. It's just gone 6 o'clock on Tuesday, the 10th of August. Pleasure to have you along. Thanks for your dedication. Thanks for tuning in right from the very beginning of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. We did another one jam-packed with events, features, facts, quizzes, birthdays and great music. Remember, if you're new to the show, remember this for the future. Not constrained by any kind of genre of music from any particular time. It's not a 60s, 70s, 90s show, noughties show or whatever. Anything that fits in with the current themes we're dealing with could be played on this show, on this station today. And so what have we got coming up? Well, there will be BicLol, another one tonight. I think the 18th BicLol competitor will be taking part this evening at around about 7 o'clock. So that's very exciting. Yet more information on the Soft Drink World Cup. Group B has been completed now. Group C begins tonight. We will share some celebrity birthdays with you. And I will deal with some wacky holidays. Before I get into any of that, as well as all the great tracks coming your way, got to tell you a little story. As ever, thanks to Stuart Pink for a fabulous drive time show, getting you home safely and keeping you entertained. I came into the studio about 15 minutes before my show, had a quick chat with Stuart while some tracks were on air, and I said to him, I'm going to go and make myself a cup of tea. And I thought I had about 5 minutes before the kind of handover procedure, if you like, between presenters. So I put the kettle on, put a tea bag in a mug, put some sugar in the mug, got the milk ready, and I thought, this kettle doesn't boil quickly. And then you know how kettles take longer to boil if they've got a lot of water in them. I thought, oh, maybe I should tip some water out. Didn't really need to. There was no more than 3 cups worth in it. I thought, that's not ridiculous. And I think it's fair to say I was pushing it for the handover with Stuart due to the kettle in the Phoenix kitchens. And it's not an old kettle, it looks marvellous. It lights up in exciting colours when you press buttons on it, so must be a fairly modern kettle. Took a while to boil though. Because of that, I panicked. I put the milk in before the water, just because to save time. I thought I might not have time to put milk in and stir it and squish the tea bag. And Stuart did comment on my tea that he saw I'd made for myself. We were handing over here at the desk in Studio One here at Phoenix FM, and he did say it looks very beige. And for those of you on the webcam, perhaps I'll show you. Hang on.
Stay there. Don't go away. I'm leaning over. Obviously, I can't keep this near any of the equipment. But if you're on the webcam, you will be able to see right now my tea. Is it particularly beige? Is it a bit anemic? Well, I was excited about that tea a few minutes ago. Not quite as excited right now. Anyway, the glory of beginning a show when the kettle lets you down. Let's get a track on to get us going musically. And then we can deal with everything else still to come in the next couple of hours here on the show that goes like this. Never quite sure what's coming next. Neither am I. That's the beauty of it. What's coming first? Well, did you know the 10th of August... there are a lot of wacky holidays today. It's National Lazy Day. It's an excuse not to do very much. Unless you have a radio show coming up in the evening, then you have to do your regular exhaustive research. I wasn't lazy today. Oh no. It's also National Spoil Your Dog Day. Get it a new dog bed. Get it some lovely treats. Not the regular things. You always get it. You've got to spoil it. You've got to do something nice for it. Take it for an extra walk. Make the walk last longer. Throw the ball for longer. Get it a great big stick that it'll love. You know, various things like that. Also on the 10th of August, it's World Lion Day, which is exciting. That's lion, the big cat, not lying, which would if you were lying to people, be not telling the truth. If you were lying down, it would go well with National Lazy Day. But no, it's World Lion Day. But rather appropriately, and it kind of gives me a perfect opportunity to play some tracks, the 10th of August is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. I don't need to say any more.
I'm not afraid to die.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, you can't predict a lot on the show that goes like this, but you can probably predict in the early part of the show there will be some more Duran Duran tracks. Why is that virtually guaranteed? Because, in case you missed the start of the show, the 10th of August is National Duran Duran Appreciation Day. That is exciting, particularly for Duran Duran fans. I haven't heard loads of their tracks for a while. Quite enjoyed doing the research to find out which ones I was going to feature in the early part of the show today. That isn't all you will hear, though. So if you utterly hate Duran Duran, don't switch off. Oh, no. There will be other tracks as well. Tell you what, the weather's weird lately, isn't it? Well, I was surprised. I took my car in for a service yesterday. Got it back from the garage, got in it. Thought, have they left the heater on full blast? It's so hot in here. And I'd walked to the garage in sort of okay weather, not unbelievably hot weather. They hadn't put the heater on at all. It was on the normal cold thing. Then I looked at the temperature in the car. It was about 26 degrees. I thought, where did that come from? We've had a few weird days, haven't we? Chucking it down with rain, then it gets nice in the afternoon, and then by about 3-4 o'clock, you'd never know it had absolutely chucked it down. And when it's been raining, you think, if it stays like this, it's going to be flash floods. Very, very strange. Could it all be linked to yesterday's report on climate change? Bit of a concern. Better preserve those greenhouse gases. Although, from what I saw on the news before, it doesn't really matter too much what we do in the UK. The UK contributes 1% of the global emissions. The USA contributes 15% of the global emissions. It's more important they do something in the USA. Having said that, the number one contributor of emissions in the world is China, contributes 28% of the world's emissions. Sort it out, China, then we'll all be fine. That's my message today on the show that goes like this. Sort it out, China, then we'll all be fine. The rest of us in the UK can take a back seat, can sit down, can enjoy the fact that the 10th of August is National Lazy Day. Can't even be bothered to play the whole jingle. There you go, I've got it in. I've managed to fit in with the theme. I'm impressed with myself. Let's have another track. Let's have a track from Oasis. They know all about laziness, particularly the importance of being idle. I don't think this was about Eric Idle.
Time. He said, son, the Phoenix FM.
That was Oasis, The Importance of Being Idle. If you just joined us, thanks so much for being here. Whether you're here on 98.0 FM, on an FM radio, you might be driving along. Hope it's entirely pleasant for you. Not as hot as it was in my car after I got it back from the garage. If you're listening online, thanks so much. You could be listening on your phone, your tablet, couldn't you? You could be listening on a laptop or a desktop computer. You could be listening via smart speaker, in which case you know to just ask it to play Phoenix FM, and then it will do. So many ways you can be here, and you can catch up on everything going on our website as well, phoenixfm.com. Check the schedule for what's coming up later. Click on the title, the show that goes like this, in the schedule, and you will get the link to my personal blog page on the Phoenix FM website. If you've missed any previous shows, you can catch up with them all on there. Marvellous. Heartily recommended to have a quick peruse of phoenixfm.com. Absolutely. So, how's your Tuesday treating you? Like I said, it's very, very warm now. Was raining a bit this morning, spitting, wasn't it? It's kind of okay now. I don't think, well, that weird thing of getting absolute chucking it down showers for 10, 15 minutes. Hopefully that's over now. Hopefully we can have a little bit more of a summer as we go through August. That's the dream. That's the hope. That's what I fully expect. The Olympics are over. We need something else to galvanise the country, to get us in a good mood. We need some good weather. And hopefully infections will keep on decreasing. The sun will stay out. People can enjoy holidays, enjoy some good weather, and have a generally lovely time. That's the hope, certainly for me, on the show that goes like this. And I hope you'll join me every Tuesday. Thanks so much to the people that do. A few people to say hello to who've messaged me on my social media. Bobo Roberts frequently listens to the show, and he said hello again. I did give a little preview on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page that I might be talking about the likes of lions, dogs and Duran Duran tonight. And Bobbo sent this message. He says, "You talk about lions. I've worked with a few over the years. There used to be a sign at Longleat Safari Park that read, 'Tax men on bikes admitted free.'" I like that. And then Paul Milton asks, "Will the lion sleep tonight?" Well done, Paul. That could foreshadow a track you may hear later on in the show. And Barbara Ferry has been in touch again. Good to hear from you. Hope your new job, Buster, is keeping you busy. It's all lovely to hear from people out there. So marvellous. That's what happens. You bother to get in touch with me, I'll give you a shout out on the airwaves. It's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you want to drop me a line, that's truly wonderful of you. Should we have some more tracks? Well, we started with Duran Duran. We went on to Oasis. It's still Duran Duran Appreciation Day, so I guess we better have another one. I think they're a bit peckish, Duran Duran, when they wrote this.
Ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was, of course, Hungry Like the Wolf from Duran Duran on Duran Duran Appreciation Day, 10th of August. I didn't know it was then. I do now. And I always like to impart knowledge, wisdom and the like on the show that goes like this. Tonight is no exception. So get ready for some facts about Duran Duran. Yes. Now then. They have an entire album that you've never heard. What on earth am I talking about? Well, before original guitarist Andy Taylor left the group for the second time in 2006, Duran Duran recorded the shelved album Reportage with him, then regrouped to create 2007's Red Carpet Massacre. Nick Rhodes later told reporters the initial album's worth of songs was angrier and more political than the band's usual fare and was not well received by Sony, who didn't hear any lead single contenders. At the suggestion of their label, they began working with producers and songwriters Danger and Timbaland, while Justin Timberlake sang on two tracks of the subsequent Red Carpet Massacre album. There have been rumours over the years at least 9 unreleased Reportage tracks will come out, with titles including Transcendental Mental, 48 Hours Later, and Criminals in the Capitol. That's foreshadowing, isn't it? 2006. They recorded Reportage. Well, 15 years later, that's all I'm going to say. Criminals in the Capitol. Fascinating. I'm sure you'll agree. Also, they were the darlings of MTV back in the day, but they were censored in the 80s and 90s and banned by the BBC. Do you remember that? Did you know that? In 1997, they created a risque video for the track Electric Barbarella. Had to be edited due to racy content featuring Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes and Warren Cucurillo purchasing and programming a sexy female robot. Was banned from the BBC and in Canada and caused a bit of controversy. So that song apparently inspired the name of the ill-fated MTV reality show girl band The Electric Barbarellas. Trying to build bridges, I guess, and didn't work. Okay, there we go. Facts about Duran Duran. But it's not all about Duran Duran tonight. Some of it is about Duran Duran. And we play other tracks as well on this programme. And remember, don't forget, the 10th of August is National Lazy Day. So here's one from Morrissey. He spent the day in bed. Outrageous.
I paid. I am now late. in you to make you feel small and alone, to make you feel that your mind isn't your own. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish. Oh, time, do as I wish. Do as I wish. I spent the day in bed. You can please yourself, but I spent the day in bed. Pillows are like pillars, life ends in death. So there's nothing wrong with being good to yourself. Be good to yourself for once, and no bus, no bus, no rain, no train. No bus, no boss, no rain, no train. No bus, no boss, no rain, no train. No emasculation, no castration. Highway, freeway, motorway. No bus, no bus, no rain, no train. No bus, no bus, no rain, no train. No bus, no bus, no train.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Morrissey's Spent the Day in Bed. While that track was on, I've had a message from friend of the show, regular contributor Ron Wilmot, who's been in touch, and he'd like me to say this on the air on his behalf. And I do hasten to add it is on Ron's behalf. Two lions were walking along Brighton's seafront. One says to the other, "Not many people about today." Now, I can see some people may think, what is that about? Was that a joke? Was that a fact? Did make me laugh, actually, Ron. So, well done with that. Because obviously, the lions wouldn't be able to see the people, because lions' eyes work differently to humans. Now, of course, they've scared all the people away. That was Ron's joke. Brilliant. It's one of those slightly weird jokes, isn't it? Like two fish are in a tank and one says to the other, "How do you drive this thing?" Always liked that one. But well done, Ron. You've added to the canon of weird lion jokes. So if you want a weird lion joke, get in touch with Ron Wilmot. If you don't have his contact details, message me and I will put you in touch. Fabulous. More Duran Duran tracks coming up, yes, and loads more to squeeze into the show. Celebrity birthdays. Oh, we're less than half an hour away from Bic Lol, which is exciting. If you've just tuned in for the first time and heard me say Bic Lol, and I've acted like it's completely fine, and you think, what did he say? Was that a word? Of course it's a word. Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends. Bic Lol is the acronym, gripping the nation. And how will tonight's competitor fare round about 7 o'clock? Stay tuned to find out. We do still get the Bic Lol listening spike, I like to think of. It is possible to monitor in the studio the kind of online interaction that goes on around about certain times of the show. Always higher around about the time of Bic Lol, when previous Bic Lol contestants tune in to hear if their score gets beaten. But don't bother with the rest of the show. I'm not bitter. It's fine. I've dealt with it. We'll just move on and carry on. Okay. Shall we have another Duran Duran? Let's do it then, with a potentially controversial track. Didn't get banned by MTV, this one. Girls on Film.
Phoenix FM.
Classic track once again from Duran Duran. If you're not a fan of Duran Duran, there's only two more Duran Duran tracks in the rest of the show that goes like this tonight. But if you are a fan, you may want to know some facts as well about the Duran Duraners. For instance, did you know Nick Rhodes orated a song inspired by Simon Le Bon's dental surgery? Yes, it sounds ridiculous, but it's true. The 1997 album Medazzaland is the only one to feature vocals from keyboardist Nick Rhodes. In this case, it's a spoken word performance on the trippy title track, which was inspired by a visit Le Bon made to the dentist. He returned to his bandmates after taking the intravenous drug Midazolam, which allegedly removed all traces of the surgery experience from his memory. His sluggish state prompted at least one of them to say, "You're still in Midazoland, buddy." And a quirky song was born. There you go. I didn't know that until doing the research for this show. Marvellous. Did you know as well, Duran Duran had their own board game? At the height of their fame, Milton Bradley released the Duran Duran board game Arena, drawn from their hit live album from 1984. And it was designed for 2 to 4 players. The objective was to collect video cards and band member cards and accumulate as many points as possible. The person who finished with all the required cards and the highest score won. It sells on eBay today for around £35. Not going to make you loads if you have that and decide to get rid of it. Maybe a niche market among Duran Duran fans, but yeah, there you go. Arena, the Duran Duran board game. Sounds bizarre. It exists. Let's have another track, this time about laziness. Why are we doing that? Well as Duran Duran Day, it's National Lazy Day. Here's Lily Allen talking about her brother.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, if you weren't here at the very top of the show, you didn't hear my trauma of trying to get the Phoenix FM kettle to boil in time for me to do the switchover with Stuart Pink, our fabulous Drive Time host. He was departing, I was getting into the chair. While he was departing, I tried to make myself a cup of tea, thinking I had a good 3-4 minute window and that the kettle would boil in less than a minute. Seemed to take about 2 minutes, if I'm honest, which for me was a bit too long. I ended up with an anemic tea, which I've shown on the Mixcloud webcam already. If you've just joined the show late, you've missed the excitement of the anemic tea. But I have since put on my social media a picture, which I'm going to share now to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. As we speak, it's being shared to that very page because I think this will cause controversy. It's got your classic tea colour variants. If you've seen the Loki, you'll know all about variants. But yes, 12 possible options. I would say I ended up with a number 11 or a number 12 with my tea that was made in the taking a long time to boil Phoenix kettle. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, get yourself to Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook or at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. But this picture at the moment is just on Facebook. It has been shared to my personal page as well. And feel free to comment your opinion on the correct colour for tea. Do you like a very strong builder's tea? Now for me, you're looking at about a number 4 or a number 6 there. 1, 2, 3, 5 and 9. Ridiculous. I would really want a number 8, but I ended up with a number 12. Now, you need the visual stimulus, really, to appreciate the full glory of what I'm talking about. if you can't see it, it's not quite the same. But get yourself on Facebook, share your comments. I'd love to know what you think is the correct colour for a cup or mug of tea. Please do. Now, that was Lily Allen's Alfie. Let's have our penultimate Duran Duran track. Oh, we're about 15 and a half minutes away from BicLol. I'm getting excited. Surely tonight's competitor is as well. We'll be hearing from her in less than 15 minutes' time. It's all marvellous. Time for Ordinary World. Night.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it's an ordinary world, isn't it? Or is it a wacky, crazy one? Yes, not quite sure. Do you want some more Duran Duran facts? Let's do it. Did you know Roger Taylor is the only band member with his own documentary? Duran Duran aficionado Aaron Barnett premiered his documentary Searching for Roger Taylor in 2000. The pet project, which does not seem to be available commercially but can be streamed on the director's website, his name is Aaron Barnett, is both a quest to find the group's drummer who quit the band and the music industry in 1985 but returned full-time to Duran Duran in 2001, and a look back at the new wave movement of the early 1980s. There you go. And Nick Rhodes had to fill in for his chemistry teacher. This isn't part of the documentary. This is a new thing. A new wacky Duran Duran fact. When he was in school, Rhodes' chemistry teacher used to go and put bets on horses for his students. Right. And would leave the classroom to do so. It was not a good room to be in because people lit up paper darts on Bunsen burners and threw them around the room, Rhodes told an interviewer in 2007. I'm amazed the school never burned down and I used to get left in charge. Wow, I can't imagine that being acceptable in this day and age. I'm just going to nip away for 10 minutes to put some bets on for my students. How long does he expect to last in the job? Wowzers. Okay, let's move away from Duran Duran again and back to our other current topic of National Lazy Day. Too lazy to play the whole jingle. Here is David Byrne with the appropriately titled Lazy. So appropriate.
Please.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, I've got a debate raging on social media now while that last track's gone on. After my Teagate incident today coming into the studio, I've put one of those photos up on social media. If you're just joining us, it's a shot of 12 different, I think they're mugs of tea, but they could be cups, with different strengths of tea due to the amount of milk you've put in there. And I'm asking people, there are three rows with four versions in each row. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4 on the top row, 5, 6, 7, 8 in the middle row, 9, 10, 11, 12 on the bottom row. Which would your colour preference be for a mug of tea? And Mark Wall has weighed straight in with, he says 8, or 1 if the wife forgot to buy milk. 1 is basically you put no milk in. Charlotte Mulcair says 7. She likes it a bit stronger than Mark Wall. Paul Milton agrees with both of them. He says 7 or 8, though I prefer coffee. There you go. There are just some times where I really fancy a cup of tea. Can't quite put my finger on why, but it just happens. Now, I should tell you, as well as it being National Duran Duran Appreciation Day and National Lazy Day, the reason they were mentioned near the top of the show is, rather excitingly, it's also World Lion Day. That can have the full fanfare. Lions are exciting animals, the kings of the jungle. They look amazing. They're very fearsome. They roar. They've got a chocolate bar named after them. Very few songs link to lions easily, but there are some, and I've managed it thanks to some exhaustive research. But before we get into lions, well, we need one more Duran Duran track, and then it's going to be Bic Lol. So, you know, I know the Bic Lol competitor, the excitement is building for her. She's going to be on the phone lines very, very shortly. But lions will be about soon. Before any of that, though, we need another track. It's to enable me to get in touch with the Bic Lol competitor, I'm going to put on another effort from Duran Duran. And I hope she's ready. I hope she can please, please tell me now.
Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now. Please, please tell me now.
Yeah. Phoenix FM.
I know what you're thinking, Duran Duran. Please, please tell me now that it's time for Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends, known to millions now as BitLol. And please, please tell me now you're going to play the jingle to introduce it. All right, Duran Duran, I will.
Not true. That's impossible.
Right, so we should have someone on the phone line. Let's say a huge hello to the fabulous Kelly Evans.
Hello.
Hello, how the heck are you?
I'm all right. I apologise that my children are in the background. I can't get rid of them. They're being really noisy. But apart from them, I'm fine.
We had a lady do this quiz last week with a baby with her, but I've never had anyone do it with three children with them. That is extreme distraction possibility.
No. And I heard it last week, and her baby was really well-behaved, and I can't guarantee that my children will be as well-behaved as her baby was. So we'll just have to see.
Fair enough. Now, I'm also excited. Before we start the quiz, I should point out this is the first time we'll have had a husband and a wife have done the quiz, so it could cause problems in the household.
It will cause problems in the household, definitely. I'm telling you. Because if I lose, then I won't be speaking to him for the week. So... let's just hope that this is a successful one for me.
Well, all I'm going to point out is all the answers are numerical answers. It's completely random. You have to guess. So there's an element of luck within it, obviously.
Right.
So I'm just concerned that I'm going to cause too many problems in the Evans household. right. Well,
we won't blame you. We won't write your name. We won't include your name in the divorce proceedings, Ben. Don't worry.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to attempt to share a file with you so I can play my tense jingle, which is exciting. And then we'll get going. Just so the listeners understand, and a recap for you, there are three questions. The first question, the answer's somewhere up to 10,000. The second question, the answer's somewhere up to 1,000. And the third question, the answer's between 1 and 20. But basically, you've just got to guess. I have slightly tailored the questions to things that I think you have interests in or know about. We'll see what transpires. Anyway, are you ready?
That's never guaranteed, Ben. I'm ready.
Right, let's do it. There's my tense jingle. Right, question one. You and I have both worked in schools, you a lot more frequently than me. How many UK secondary schools are there?
Oh, my goodness.
All you know is it's somewhere right. Up to 10,000.
Somewhere up to 10,000. I'm going to go with 5,752. That's very specific.
It is specific, but good answer. I won't tell you how you've done until we've done all three questions.
Right.
Third question. I know you're married to Gareth Evans, but your maiden name was Sarson, right? Obviously, you're yes. aware of that as well.
I am aware.
How many years ago did Sarsons first start making vinegar?
Right.
Now, obviously, all you know is it's up to 1,000 years ago, but it could be anywhere from 0 to 1,000.
I think it was about 400 and... what was that? 430 years ago. I think it was in the 1700s.
Okay, right. Now then, final question. You have a daughter whose name is Ava. In 2021, where in the UK top 20 girls' names was Ava? It's somewhere between 1 and 20.
I think it's either second or third. When I was picking my daughter's name, my other one that was born in 2021, I think it's second.
Oh, okay, right.
Maybe it's second.
Well, I'm delighted to be able to tell you that the quiz for you, Kelly, BitLol, is over.
Hooray!
So we can...
Now tell me how I've done. I'm not competitive, Ben. I'm not competitive at all.
No. We can stop the tense music and Right, hang on. Got to just do some fast maths to work
and
out.
And I realised how aggressive that was as well, so I apologise.
No, it's fine.
I've been with my children all day. That's my shouty voice.
Right. Okay. Hang on. Let me just do some more fast maths. And we'll be good to go. Here's how you've done. So question one, how many UK secondary schools are there? You said 5,752.
Yep.
Correct answer was 4,190. So that gives you a score of minus 1,562 for that. Second question, when did sarsen start making malt vinegar? You said 430 years ago. It was only 227 years ago.
They've let me down.
It's 203 out. And then question three, where in the top 20 UK girls' names in 2021 was Ava? You said two. Very close. Correct answer was four. So two out.
Okay.
Now, I have to tell you, that gives you a score of minus 1,994, which does put you in the top 10 on the leaderboard.
Okay, but I've not beaten him, have I?
Yeah, well, Gareth got minus 900 or something. So, yeah, you haven't beaten him. But
they're all guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so am I, but...
they're all guesses. What you can do is ask him the questions, see how well he would have done, and then you can compare and get a true comparison because you haven't done the same
quiz. The problem is that he would probably beat me even then.
Well, I'm sorry, but you've done respectably, though. You know, you're in the top half of the leaderboard. So out of everybody that's ever done it.
That's what happens.
Now, Kelly, I should tell you, there's no tangible prize for doing the quiz, but you do get to introduce the next song after I've said bye to you.
Fabulous.
And just to let you know, that will be The Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Thank you so much.
I love that song.
Oh, good, good. Exciting. Thanks for taking part. It's been a pleasure. I'm sorry if I've caused tension. Maybe it's backfired slightly. I thought you'd win. I thought you'd beat Gareth.
No, unfortunately, the luck is always on his side, I feel, in life. So, no, it never works out that way.
Well, Kelly, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'll hand over to you to introduce the next song.
Lovely. Thank you. Thanks, Ben. So the next song is The Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Oh, we know it.
Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
And that was the brilliant Tokens with The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And before that, the fabulous Kelly Evans braving the Bic Lol once again. Very creditable 10th position. Although I'm not sure if I do really want to or do really not want to be a fly on the wall in the Evans household right now. To find out if Gareth has even been let in to the secret that Kelly took part tonight. And if so, is he the kind of person that will gloat, or would he just kind of sit back and let it happen? Will Kelly be extremely angry that she hasn't beaten him in a guessing game, basically? There's no way of really proving how brilliant anyone's been. It's just luck. That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying my very best to quell any arguments could occur. But huge thanks to Kelly for taking part. It was fabulous to have you on, and thank you so much for doing that. Maybe that's something I could encourage partners of people that have done BitLol to take part, and then either bring them closer together or drive a horrendous wedge between them. But anyway, that was Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends leading into The Lion Sleeps Tonight. You can't fail to feel good when you hear that. That was me then, not the Tokens. So I know it was very realistic. But it's just a great intro, isn't it? Instantly makes you feel good. Surely. Well, still to come, we've got celebrity birthdays this evening. We've got the Soft Drinks World Cup. I think I'm done with facts about Duran Duran, to be honest. I think we need to move on to some other topics, like the fact it's National Lion Day. It's World Lion Day, not just in the UK. Oh no, we celebrate lions all over the world on the 10th of August. It's also National Spoil Your Dog Day. So many things that we can link tracks to for the rest of the show. But before that, I'm going to go back to laziness. I had another lazy track still to get on that I was so lazy I didn't play before BitLol. Blooming outrageous. Here's Otis Redding. He's just wasting time.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay.
Phoenix FM.
Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Last song vaguely linked to laziness today, because it was National Lazy Day on the 10th of August. You were probably not bothered to tune into the programme and find that out, though, if you've been particularly lazy today. Who knows? Hope your Tuesday's treating you well. Thanks for tuning in, however you've done so. Online or live on FM. Utterly marvellous. And, yeah, still loads to come. Celebrity birthdays. I nearly said Chocolate Bar World Cup. That was a few months back. We've moved on, Ben. Yes, to the Soft Drink World Cup. We absolutely have moved on. More news of that coming up after the next track. So, shall I get the next track on and emphasise the words next track again? I don't know why I did it like that, but I enjoyed it. Now, if you were listening a few minutes back, you heard me say that the 10th of August is also National Spoil Your Dog Day. Take them out for a walk, or maybe don't even bother going out with them. Just let them out.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas started in calling. And the girls respond to the call. Ha, I heard a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
I see the gun. Had a ball, cause Billy Bonders get out. Get back, Gruffy, back, Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah,
to Eddie Cass calling them canine. Hey,
yeah,
but they tell me, hey, man, it's part of the party. You put a woman in front and a man behind. I heard a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, a doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. Oh, doggy, hold it.
A doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone.
Gruffy, boss Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the waves coming from my eye? Walking to the prince, the Digimon is picking them down. Me and my white socks, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me, the two.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Baha Men still want to know who let the dogs out. Now, I've been promising all throughout the show celebrity birthdays, haven't delivered until now. So, it's the 10th of August, which means reality star Kylie Jenner is celebrating. She's 24 today. Antonio Banderas is 61 today. And actor Justin Theroux is 50. Rosanna Arquette is 62 today. Roy Keane is 50 as well. Hunger Games author Suzanne Collins is 59. Jethro Tull singer Ian Anderson is 74. And snooker star Sean Murphy is 39. Those are your celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday as well, I hope you have a wonderful day. Sorry, it's my old friend Greg Haste's birthday yesterday, or possibly even the day before yesterday. It's so annoying that when you haven't got on Facebook for a couple of days and you miss it, and then you see someone going, "Thanks for all my messages," and you're like, "I missed it." Ugh. But I just write "Happy late day," and people seem to, you know, not mind too much. If you're one day late, it's okay. Once you get past 2 days, you're like, "Don't bother now. The moment's gone. You've missed the chance." Yes. That's what I think, anyway. Right, now, what's going on for the final 36 minutes and 11 seconds of the show? Well, we still haven't talked about the Soft Drink World Cup whatsoever this evening. Oh, no. And there are a couple more topics we're dealing with now. We're moving away from Duran Duran and being lazy, and we're moving towards world lions and spoiling your dog. I suppose if you got a lion, you'd spoil a dog quite easily, but that would be the wrong sense of the word spoil, I guess. Yes, where am I going with this? Well, you know, it's World Lion Day. They're wonderful creatures. It's not easy to find tracks that link to lions. It's not really that easy to find lots of tracks that obviously link to dogs. As ever, I've found some tenuous links that I'm quite proud of, and I'll share those with you very, very shortly. The What Colour Should Tea Be debate is definitely raging on Facebook right now. I've heard from, well, Mark earlier, Charlotte, Paul, Keith says 8, Barry says 6, and though Barry thinks number 4 is Yorkshire tea, and Jodie says 8 as well. 8 seems to be popular. I have to say, Michelle Ward of Eat My Brunch fame on this very station, she agrees and says 8 as well. All the others are devil's drinks. So thanks for that, Michelle. And friend of the show that goes like this, Rachel Willett, has been in touch and goes for number 7. She likes a slightly stronger tea. That's a builder's tea, in my opinion. But mine, well, it did end up, let's be honest, if you were on the webcam, you saw it. It was probably an 11 or a 12, which I didn't want. I don't mind a 10. I don't mind an 8. But anything other than that, far too strong. But 11 and 12, let's be honest, it's basically chai latte you've accidentally made there, isn't it? So, yeah, if you want to get involved, get on to Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and my personal page as well. You can see the picture. You can judge for yourself your preferred colour, cup/mug of tea. Go there. Go for it. Get involved. Bit of interactivity. We love that. Thanks to everybody that has done just that so far. Info about the Soft Drink World Cup coming up after the next track. It's dogs. It's spoiling dogs. National Spoil Your Dog Day. After that, dog days are going to be over, aren't they?
Washed it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Florence and the Machine with Dog Days Are Over. Some people getting very wacky on the what colour should a cup of tea really be. I'll come back to that a bit later because, as promised now, time for the Soft Drink World Cup. Now, fans of this, I know, have been gripped over the last couple of weeks with sheer excitement. Group A finished with Lilt and Coke going through. In the last week, Group B was taking place, which featured Tizer, Sprite, Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. The top two from each group go through, and then we will have a round of 16 beginning the knockout stages once all that's come to a head. So, yes, what on earth has happened? Group B concluded around about an hour and a half ago, and I can tell you, Tizer, shockingly, scored 0% of the votes. Zero. Red, fizzy, what can go wrong? I used to like Tizer, you know, in the 80s. Can you still get it now? Not too sure. Sprite achieved 25% of the vote. Dr. Pepper, a large 42% of the vote. And Cream Soda, for me, a surprising 33% of the vote, which means Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda have progressed to the knockout stages. Bad luck for the Sprite there, which hasn't made it. And I do now have to tell you, and thanks to James Thorpe, by the way, I know he's tuned in, he has shared the Soft Drink World Cup on Twitter. He's retweeted it. That's what I would encourage anyone who's voted to do. Please retweet it as well. Let's get some more votes in. They do trickle in throughout the week, but, you know, if your one isn't winning, you could get a load of your mates to vote the same way. Call me vote-rigging influencing man, but, you know, that could happen. Group C has begun. Who does it contain? It contains the likes of Pepsi Max, Oasis, Apple Tizer and Fanta. Who would have thought the Manchester band would have their own soft drink? Apple Tizer? Yes, anyway, we all know Oasis is a fruit-based kind of squash-type drink. It's nothing to do with Liam and Noel. Anyway, in the early running of the voting for Group C of the Soft Drink World Cup, Pepsi Max, 14% of the vote. Oasis, 0. Apple Tizer, impressively high, 43%. And Fanta, impressively high, 43%. They're tied at the moment. Pepsi Max needs to go some to catch them up. Retweet the poll, share it around, get more votes in. Go for it. Interactivity, the show that goes like this, it's what it's all about. And just before we have another track, and what is the other track going to be? Ah, yes. Remember, it's World Lion Day. I'm going to feature a track with Leo Sayer in it. See what I've done there? Before that, though, a message from the station.
Join Gary Davidson here on Phoenix FM Tuesday night at 10 p.m. for Off the Record, a two-hour radio show that plays an eclectic mix of rock and roll, soul, new wave, ska, indie, disco, punk and glam rock. So join Gary Tuesday night at 10 p.m. for Off the Record here on Phoenix FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is still the show that goes like this for another 23 minutes and 36 seconds, to be extremely specific, possibly unnecessarily so. Yes, I'm here till 8, then Rob Harvey up with Synth City, and then Gary Davidson from 10 o'clock with Off the Record. So loads of great programmes coming up into the evening as well. Keep your dial on Phoenix 98 FM and phoenixfm.com if you're online. So, people still getting involved in this What Colour Should Tea Be? Hotly contested debate on the show that goes like this tonight. And huge thanks to everyone that's got involved. Nick Murphy, my old friend of the show, has been in touch and said it should be mint-coloured, which doesn't feature on that picture. I know from experience Nick Murphy likes a mint tea. Hence, his amusing response. Rachel Willett says, my personal preference is a decaf green. Fair enough. Susan says, 8, it should be number 8. That seems to be a popular choice, Susan. Andy says, 8, please, as well, as does Fran. But Fran prefers lemon tea or green tea with lemon or turmeric and lemon. Wow, very healthy options there. Kelly says, 7 or 8, 12 is the devil's drink. That is the very anemic one that I made myself earlier, if you heard the story. Paul says 8 as well. 8 seems to be the most popular, the most generally accepted colour preference of tea. Brilliantly, James Morton has been in touch, and he's posted a picture of what can only be described as what it is, which is a pint of Guinness. I think he's saying he doesn't do tea. I think that's what he's getting at. But thanks to everybody who's been in touch so far. Please carry on getting involved. You know, share that around as well. Share the Soft Drink World Cup. Share the tea debate, which is sure to grip the nation as well. Okay, now, on the 10th of August, it's World Lion Day and it's National Spoil Your Dog Day. So we played Mech and Leo Sayers' Thunder in My Heart again because of Leo Sayer. And now, going to the world of dogs, we're going to play this from Rufus Thomas.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, the coloured tea debate is raging. The Soft Drink World Cup, votes are pouring in for that. Very exciting for Group C. More votes than any of the other groups at the same time in the time frame of that group. And the first group is going to have every drink with a score. Group A and B had someone upsettingly get zero. Pepsi Max now on 9%, Oasis on 9%, Appetizer on 36%, and Fanta on 46%. So the excitement building for Group C of the Soft Drink World Cup. Thanks to everybody that's voted and everybody that's retweeted it. Keep that going. Right, less than 20 minutes left of tonight's episode of the show that goes like this. Quite a few tracks still to squeeze in. And, and final one linked to lions. Then we've got a couple of very tenuous links to dogs. I'm particularly pleased with the last one, actually, so enjoy yourselves waiting for that with bated ears, if that's even a thing. Bated ears, it sounds too bizarre to be a thing. Lions, Leona Lewis. She's running. Snow Patrol cover, X Factor winner. What's she doing lately? Haven't heard too much from Leona.
I'll sing it one last time for you. Then we really have to go. You've been the only thing that's right in our lifetime. I can barely look at you, but every single time I do, I know we'll make it anywhere, away from here.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is still the show that goes like this with 12 or so minutes left. And, now this. If you want a horrible story, Rachel Woollett has sent this in on my Facebook page. She knows my feelings on the subject matter of this story. It links to my what colour should tea be question that I asked on Facebook earlier. She's put, this might be the perfect time to tell you, a friend of mine once enjoyed a lovely cup of tea until the last mouthful, when she looked in the bottom of the cup and saw a huge dead spider. Ah, oh, that would be the worst. At least she didn't drink it, but God, can you imagine? It's like that myth, you eat however many spiders while you're asleep, isn't it? In a lifetime or in a year or whatever it is. Surely, I could say myth, because I'm just hoping it's a myth. Finally, oh, I'm not going to enjoy my next cup of tea now, Rachel Woollett. You've ruined tea for me. I always quite liked tea up until then. Have I ruined it for the listeners now by reading that out? I'm so sorry, everyone. Unless there are spider lovers out there who think, ooh, lovely, nice. Right, let's have another track. And I said they were going to loosely be linked to dogs now, some of them. I may have to cut them a bit short to get the excitement of the final track in. What kind of dogs do you get? Spaniels? Cocker Spaniels? Joe Cocker Spaniels? I'm very slightly sorry.
Lift us up where we belong. Phoenix FM.
That was the brilliant Joe Cocker and Jennifer Warnes, and it's coming to the time to sum up the entire show. I'm upset. I was going to play Aha, Take On Me, that links to dogs because one of them's a Great Dane, see? Well, they think they're all Great Danes. They were Danish, weren't they? Weren't they? Anyway. Right, I've got a great track to play us out. Don't forget Rob Harvey coming up with Synth City, so stay right there on 98.0 FM and phoenixfm.com. And, yeah, thanks to everyone who's got involved tonight and found out it was Duran Duran Appreciation Day, National Lazy Day, World Lion Day and National Spoil Your Dog Day. So what on earth could I play us out with on National Spoil Your Dog Day? Going to play out with a classic track from Bryan Adams. How on earth is that linked to dogs? His voice is husky.